Welcome back to the program, 640. And I got an email from a friend of mine that he said that there's a very odd notice that has been put up in the kitchen, the break area of his workplace.
Okay.
It says
something about stealing food out of the refrigerator.
Well, let me read it to you. He sent it to me. It says, new rule, if you work here, you have to take turns cleaning the office microwave. I opened it the other day and a bat flew out. The inside looks like a Jackson Pollock painting. There are now only three settings on the microwave: cook, defrost, and hepatitis. If you're not going to clean the thing, at least take out whatever is growing in there so we can harvest the stem cells.
Mm.
So I found that to be just really hilarious. And I thought, all right, what other weird and unusual rules or notices have you come across at work? Have you anything come to mind where you're like, oh, yeah, well, they said that we couldn't do this or we had to do that or something of that nature? Anything come to mind?
I mean, we have that weird Thanksgiving dieting notice that's on our refrigerator downstairs, which struck me as kind of strange.
What dieting notice?
Oh, it's for joining the YMCA's, you know, lose a few pounds around the holidays campaign.
Really?
It's aimed at you, so, you know,
why can't
take notice
they wait?
Of it, will you?
Why can't you wait until after the holidays to post something like that? I'm not interested in losing weight now. Now, afterwards, then I'm going to look at myself and go, good Lord, man, you must do something about that.
You'll join a health club for a month and then not show up ever again.
Right. Money well spent.
Uh-huh.
Every company has got at least one odd rule or policy. If your company does, you want to share it with us, send me an email, seth.mila@wsau.com. In the meantime, here are some. Here are 10 that I found. At a restaurant, do not mop the floor of the walk-in freezer. Really have to have a note there that says that.
I'm sure there was some new guy that they hired on the first day. He's being ambitious. Oh, I'm going to use this mop. I'm going to mop in there, too.
At a gym, no scooters on the treadmills.
Okay.
At a pet store, do not lick the reptiles.
That's to get high, of course, right?
Bob! Yeah.
I think that's an old wives' tale, though. If you lick the toad, you get high.
No.
Toad
licking will get you high.
No, yes. I've not done it, but there have been many people from where I'm from that have gone to the hospital because they have. At a medical school, do not steal the junk from the cadavers.
Why would... Well, don't you think some frat probably had some fun with that at some point in time?
Okay, sure.
Steal that and throw it in the punch bowl at the sorority dance?
Wow.
No, couldn't you imagine? It wouldn't be used that way. It'd be like one of those formaldehyde jars. It'd be behind the bar at the frat house basement.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, precisely. Is that a pickle? Never mind.
No, that's what we did to one of the pledges last year.
At a retail store, do not jump on the customers. That's good advice. At a Best Buy, no uploading pictures of your junk on the computers.
You see,
people were doing that.
Yeah, that would be a hilarious stunt.
You see,
go to Best Buy.
You know, I mean, if no kids would come into contact with that, I could understand that. Right. You know, if you wanted to play a practical joke on the guy that's always demonstrating the computers or something like that,
that'd be hilarious.
Load it up, so it's like, well, let me show you the computing power, the processing power. Oh my! You know, I can understand, but no, you never know when somebody in a.
I think Brett Favre was the customer before you.
Oh, God. Exactly. Hey, is that Anthony? Never mind. At an IKEA store, toilets presented here are for decoration only.
You think somebody actually did that once?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. At an office, no bringing Tupperware to corporate events to load up with food to take home. Why not?
Yeah, that trip's just going to go to waste, man.
Come on. Otherwise, I got to put it in my pocket. At a retail store, if you must have relations in the parking lot, take off your vest and name tag first. God.
Had a problem with that at some Home Depot somewhere?
Here's the thing. Every one of these rules is because
somebody
got in trouble.
You don't pay me enough to get a room, so we're leaving the parking lot.
At a shoe store, the foot measuring tool is for measuring feet only.
Oh, man.
Now think about that the next time you go in to get your shoes taken. Here, put your. No, I'm not touching that thing. I don't want to.
Wouldn't want anything else touching that thing either.
First of all, yeah, it doesn't really matter. It's got foot fungus on it anyway. So you know.
Ugh.
That's how you. Never mind. So there it is.
You got athletes. What? No.
I know what size shoe I wear. I don't have to measure my foot anymore.
Now, does your shoe size vary?
No.
I think you better think about that. I think it does. I think your shoe size can actually change on you as you grow older. I think
you mean shrink?
No, I think it spreads out a little bit. I think it'll get wider as you grow older.
Oh, well, maybe wider. That's certainly not. That's certainly not longer. I walked right into that. Well, why did you hit it out of the park? Go ahead.
WSAU. We'll be right back.
Well, this is kind of scary. Authorities believe Al-Qaeda may be in Kentucky. An Al-Qaeda sleeper cell. They said the head of the sleeper cell in Kentucky is a man called Billy Bob Bin Laden. Billy Bob Bin Laden. Well, the good thing... You know, I'm going to get letters if I do this. But I don't care, because I only got 2 months left. No, the good thing... The main thing is that when Al-Qaeda in Kentucky, when one of them dies, they don't get the 72 virgins. They get 72 cousins. It's totally different.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need. The issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.